We are in Simin Resh Mem Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel. Up until now, we were dealing with the halachas of renting out your objects over Shabbos, and we saw that there's no Isser of Shvisas Kalim. There are two Gzeiris. One Gzeira that you're not allowed to lend on Erev Shabbos a Kali that is used for Malacha, if you're renting it to him. The reason being, it looks as though you're telling him to do Malacha on Shabbos since you benefit from the fact that he's using it. The second one is that it's even usher to lend it to him if he's going to be carrying it out of your house on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev, or in a place where there is an Erev, if it's a Kali meant for Malacha, they'll think that you told him to do Malacha on Shabbos. When you're dealing with animals, we all agree that there's an Isser d'oraisa of Shvises Behemto. The Pasuk says, the man yanuach shorcho. So it's clear that there's an Isser d'oraisa of Shvises Behemto. So says the Machaber, also lahaskir o lahashel Behemto lein Yehudi, k'reshi yaseh b'malacha b'shabbos. It is usher to rent out or to lend your animal to a non-Jew in a way that he'll do malacha with it on Shabbos, because a person is commanded to see to it that his animals rest on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Hago, Aval Yochala Skira Ola Shila Ula Hasno Shiachsuven Ola Kodem on Shabbos. The Ramah says, I can lend or rent out my animal to a non-Jew and stipulate that he's going to return it to me for Shabbos. Aval O Mahani in Masnim en Yehudi Shetanuach b'Shabbos. You cannot make a Tanai telling telling the non-Jew that he can keep the animal over Shabbos, but he can't do malacha with it. Why is that? Ki ein ha'in Yehudi nemen al kach. The non-Jew has no nemonis that he's really going to be mekayim it. Even if he's afraid of the Jew, but this is taking place in his own home. We have no reason to trust him. So to trust that he'll return it before Shabbos is mutter. But to give it to him and to rent it to him in a way that you're just telling him, don't do malacha with my animal on Shabbos, we do not rely on that. Now, this halacha is usher even if it's on Sunday, but if you know he's going to have it over Shabbos. It's even usher when it's Bahav law. You're taking schar for many days together. It's still usher. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises the point that the schiris, when you rent something to someone, there's a daya that schiris is a kinyan, and it becomes his. Says the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, we paskin schiris lokanya, but that's only the chumra in both directions. We paskin schiris lokanya. Some hold that schiris is kona lechumra, which means if you rent an animal from a non-Jew, you cannot have that animal do malacha on Shabbos, because we're choshish that schiris is kona. The one case that will be matir is if you rent an animal from a non-Jew and then rent it out to another Jew, the Meman of Shach. If Schiris is Kanya, the second Jew is the second non-Jew is an owner. If Schiris is low Kanya, then it's not yours altogether. So there you could have Malacha done on Shabbos. Now, another thing is that there are different Kinyanim, there are questions of how you kona something from a non-Jew. So what we are machmir is that when you buy an object from a non-Jew, you should be kona with kesef and meshicha. You pay for it, and the animal, you go and pull. What happens in a case where what happened was that you bought an animal with money and didn't pull it, or pulled it and didn't pay the money? So there, normally we would say that that's a suffix. Since we're dealing with a shaila here of a daraisa, you would have to make sure that that animal rests on Shabbos. Now, further, what happens in a case where you sell your animal to a non-Jew, you make up a price, but he didn't pay you yet, and he gets, say, a week or two where he can try out the animal to see if he likes it. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that it is considered the non-Jew's animal with a schus of changing his mind, and until he changes its mind, it's really his. There would not be any problem of Shvises Behemto. Another thing is that the only kind of animal that is usher to lend him is one that is common to be used for malacha, a behema gasa. Whereas if you're dealing with sheep and goats, since it's not normal to do malacha with them, you don't have to be choshish for it. Now, this is all with regard to the cheshash. With regard to your own halachas of the isser of doing malacha, that applies to any balchai, which includes birds and fish as well. So that if you find some way that your fish can do malacha for you on Shabbos, that would be usher. Now we go further, says the Mechaber, V'im hishilo iskir leini Yehudi. What happens if you lent or rented it to a non-Jew? V'hisna imo lachzir lo kodem haShabbos, and you stipulated with him that he will return it before Shabbos. V'ikva b'Shabbos, and he ended up keeping it on Shabbos. So you're helpless. What do? Your animal is working on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, yafgireno beino levein atzmo kodem haShabbos. Be mafgrit, make it hefker, so you shouldn't have a problem, but you want it back. So be mafgrit without telling anybody. Because there are many shittas that hold that midoraisa, hefker takes effect even if you didn't tell anybody. O yomer behemdi knui lehen Yehudi, or he should tell the Jew, my animal is konui to you. Kadeshi natzol misura doraisa, to save yourself from the doraisa. Hagav imrotza yachal hafkir lefne gimel b'nei adam kenin shar hefker. If you really want to be mafkrit, you can be mafkrit in front of three. Vafilahachi en shum adam yachal liskospa. Says the Ramah, it is not right for anyone else. No one else can be zoch in it. The vada ein kavanosa rak lafkir me lavisur Shabbos. You only meant to be mafkrit for Shabbos. You didn't have kavanah to be mafkrit for good. V'davka b'Shabbos, avol b'yontiv ein adam mitzuva al shvisasa. Al shvisas behemah to b'yontiv. The Ramah's shita is that there's no din of shvisas behemah for yontiv. The Marshal disagrees, and we are choshish that there is shvisas behemah on yontiv. The Gra is machria like the Marshal. Now, can you lechatchila rent your animal to a non-Jew and tell yourself, come Shabbos, I'll be mafkrit? The answer is no. You're not allowed to lechatchila be somach on it because of chshad. Not everyone knows that you're going to be mafkrit. Not only that, but you cannot sell your animal just for Shabbos. It's got to be a real sale that is for good. Selling it just for Shabbos is not enough.